Hey guys, how are you? It is time for our Tuesday morning edition of the Daily Juice Podcast. My name is Matt Perrault here on bettingperrault.com. Always being brought to you by BetMGM. You guys can follow me on Twitter at Sports Talk Matt, and we are here on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts every single morning for 320 consecutive mornings, I think we're up to now. And today is a Tuesday where it's a little bit, today's a tougher day. I've been going over these lines for the better part of, I don't know, an hour, 2 hours here. And I don't like this late tonight today. I'm going to give you a couple of plays, couple of leans, things I'm looking at, things I will look to play. We have the Discord bet that I'll explain here in a second. I have a baseball play that actually came from our live conversation on the Discord stages from yesterday, a play that I do really like that I'm going to get behind because I've been bad in baseball. So I'm going to back a big pitcher and I'm going to lay a lot of juice on this game, but I think it's the right side and I think it's the right bet to make, even though it's pretty nasty on the juice. And then I've got one NBA play I'll give you and two NBA leans that I'm going to be on personally, and you can jump in if you want. I'm not going to count it for the record, but I don't know. I might make it official. I don't know. It's one of these nights where I can talk myself into five different ways of betting these games, and it's not really all that fun to do it, but it's just kind of where I am here today for an NBA end of the season. It's tough. You're trying to see who's playing and who's not and who wants to play and who doesn't want to play, who just wants to win, who doesn't want to win. It's a little tough. So I got one play in the NBA, one play in hockey, and one play in baseball, and then a couple of NBA leans that I'll give you guys here for the Daily Juice for a Tuesday. But first, let me tell you about the Discord stage conversation. It was awesome. Thank you for everybody that was a part of that. That's going to be a regular thing now, okay? So on Sunday nights at 7 p.m., we're going to have a Discord stage conversation where I will ask you guys to bring your favorite bet for Monday. We will hear you guys, we'll hear your reasoning as to why, and then I'll pick three of them that sound the best, and then I'll put it up for a vote, and you guys can pick as to which three we're going to vote on. You also can tell me if you want me to list every bet nominated, like if we nominate five or six or seven. I mean, I don't want to be there all night taking nominations, but if you guys want to have more than just three bets to be nominated, we can discuss that on Sunday night. We can have that conversation. So again, if you aren't in the Discord channel, this is another reason why to join the Discord. That's where I post the player props. We went 1-1 with the player props last night. Ja Morant, I don't know what happened with him in the first half. He winds up with 12 points, doesn't get over the 20.5 we needed, but CJ McCollum goes over his 23.5 in the first half. So one was a weird first half, one was a great first half. So we go 1-1 on that for the player props, but that's where I put the player props on the Discord channel. So on YouTube, there's a link below me here on the Discord channel where you guys can click to get in, or go to bettingpros.com/chat to get into the Discord channel. And then you will see us do these live chats. You'll be alerted. I at everyone, it's called, where everybody on the Discord, over 6,000 people that are on there, get a notification that, hey, by the way, here's the play, here's my thoughts, or yeah, I'm live with this conversation that we're going to be having today. So it was awesome. We had at one point 75 people who were in there at the high point for the number of people who are part of it. And we had one guy from Australia that came in and have a conversation. So it was really, really cool. So that was fun. And we took a variety of different things. There is one news announcement that I'm going to give you guys. So Dan Harris noticed while he was listening into our chat, he noticed that you guys were liking soccer. And I am really not good at soccer. I don't bet soccer. So we're going to try to figure out a way during that Discord chat every Sunday, we're going to try to find a way to work in soccer betting and have it either be a part of the Discord or have you guys who are soccer, quote unquote, you know, diehards, you guys can get up and say, hey, here's my favorite play, and kind of promote it and give it out and say, this is what you're playing. And I mean, there were two parlays given out during the Discord channel live chat that I had never heard of before. You can do a parlay teaser in soccer, which again, I've never bet soccer, which is kind of nuts. But supposedly they were widely available and people are trailing it. And like I always say, there's a million ways to do this. And just because I'm on something doesn't mean you guys won't be on other things. And that's great. It's the whole point of the community is to have people share their picks and thoughts and plays. And here's where I'm betting. Here's what I like. And some people are great at basketball. Some people are great at soccer. So during the Discord stages, live chat every Sunday night, we're going to find a way to work in soccer. And we're going to find a way to work in these things so you guys can have soccer wagers going for at least on Monday. So we have some type of action for soccer with the Daily Juice, because you're not getting it from me. All right. It's just, you're not getting it from me. It's just the, you know, I'm just being honest. I am not somebody who is into soccer by any means, and I'm not betting it. I don't know where the teams are. I don't know the leagues they play in. I know the rules of soccer. I know the World Cup, and that's about it. I don't know EPL. I don't know the Champions League. I know the rules of soccer. That's about as far as I go with that. So Sunday nights, we will be doing that now. During the summertime, and really we'll carry it over. I don't know what we'll do during football season. We're going to figure out what to do. But for right now, that's what we're doing for the Discord bet. Every Sunday night leading into a Monday, you'll get that 7 p.m. Eastern time on Sunday nights on the Discord channel. I will remind you and give you alerts and everything else, but that's a new little feature we're going to add for the Daily Juice listeners and for our community here, all for free, as always, here for the Daily Juice podcast and our audience here for your bet. So what is your bet? The Boston Bruins won last night. The Boston Bruins have clinched the 3 seed. They cannot be the 2 seed. We have the 1, 2, 3, 4. It is set. Boston is playing Washington in the first round. Guess who's playing Boston tonight? Washington. You guys have voted and you have picked the Washington Capitals on the puck line at +240 as the Discord play of the week. All right. This is interesting, and I don't hate it because Boston won, but +240 is where I got it. It's down a little bit here right now at the time of taping at +230, but the Capitals on the puck line. The question will be, who will the Boston Bruins play? This is why we lost the Vegas Golden Knights last night. Vegas started 15 skaters. The last time a team in the NHL was able to win a game by having 15 guys in uniform was in 2010, 11 years ago. Vegas lost 2-1. They also did not play Marc-Andre Fleury. They played Robin Leonard. And I knew it in the third period. I said to my father-in-law, we're going to lose this bet on a fluke goal. And that's exactly what happened. Ping pong, puck goes in. It's a 2-1 loss. Vegas, in the back half of the third period, was exhausted. They just had no legs because they had played so many minutes. And Alex Tuch missed a wide open net in the first period that had to be hit. If he hits it, we're either in overtime or we win the game. So that stunk. And again, betting overnight, you make some assumptions. And I thought Vegas was going to skate with 17 skaters and call some guys up, but do the salary cap reasons. And they just didn't do it. They skated with 15 and they kind of punted on the game, but they showed so much guts and heart in that game. I mean, that was incredible for Vegas to get after it, but they got caught. I mean, it's the problem here for me is the Vegas Golden Knights, to win the division, they need to win against San Jose tomorrow. I think they will. And we'll be on that game because Vegas has to win that game. And then the Golden Knights need help. They need the Kings to beat the Avalanche in one of the two final games. If not, Vegas is going to lose the division and our +160 does not hit, and I'll go 1-2. That's why that game was so important last night. We needed it. I mean, we got the +225 to cash, so we still would be up a little bit if we wind up losing this, because we lost the Canadiens and we'd lose the Golden Knights to win the division at +160. But it's going to come down to maybe the last game of the year, and maybe we need help from the LA Kings, which is the arch rival really of the Vegas Golden Knights. So that is not a good place to be. It's not where I want to be. Tonight was the night. They had to win tonight to win the division. They could have won the President's Trophy. Everything was riding on that, and they wind up with 15 skaters due to injuries. Nothing you can really do about it, but man, that's tough. So not only did we lose that half unit last night, I could lose the half unit on the future bet as well with Vegas winning the division. So I'm kind of ticked off about that ending last night. It burns. That's really a bummer, but maybe we get a break here If the Boston Bruins announce that they're just not playing anybody in this game tonight, and the Capitals are at home, and maybe they skate and play hard, and the Capitals win the game on the puck line at plus 240. It would be a very nice bounce back spot and a cool place to be. So the Discord bet, Washington Capitals puck line over the Boston Bruins tonight at plus 240. Let's see what happens and who plays for Boston tonight. These two teams will start the playoffs here in a couple of days, and they don't like each other. So let's see what happens and how intense the game is going to get coming up here tonight. So one baseball play that got put on my radar by you guys during the live chat. The Cleveland Indians with Shane Bieber going up against the Chicago Cubs. Shane Bieber is an absolute machine. A lot of you guys are going to be on his strikeout props today. Everybody bets the over on his strikeout props. Cubs strike out a lot, but this is a National League team that doesn't see Shane Bieber all that much. Last year, Bieber was 8-1 with a 1.63 ERA, and this year he's come out a little bit more average, but I think Cleveland behind Bieber, they've been able to win games. And they're able to, I don't want to say dominate with him on the mound, because they won a game 2-1 or 1-0 last time. I mean, it's always kind of a roller coaster ride. And you're like, okay, do you take the Indians to win or do you take the under? And the under is 7. And this, and look, 7 is scary, right? That's a scary number. You're getting into bullpens. I can't bet first fives here. Just because of when we're betting overnight. And, you know, I don't hate it if you want to jump on the first five here with these two teams, just because the likelihood of the Cubs scoring a bunch of runs, probably not that likely here on the road. It's going to be kind of a colder day. So I am going to, because I've been so bad with baseball, I'm just going to go ahead and I'm going to take the Cleveland Indians to win this game here. And I'm going to lay the minus 172 juice for Cleveland to win behind Shane Bieber. I hate laying this much juice. This is not what I normally do. I don't want to play the under. I just want to win. That's all I want. I just want a baseball win. So I'm not going to play the run line. I'll pay the juice. If you guys want to do that and switch it up and take the run line, go ahead. I'm just looking for a baseball W. Okay, that's all I'm looking for. I have not been good in baseball by any means, but I think backing the better pitcher with Shane Bieber, and hopefully the bats for Cleveland come to life here a little bit more and they get a victory rather than kind of suffering through. Hopefully it's not like a 1-0 victory, but you know, that's happened here with Shane Bieber on the mound. I'm taking Cleveland just to win. I'm laying the 172 juice. Indians on the money line against the Cubs at minus 172. All right. And now to the NBA. Only one game I can give you that I like for the podcast, and the rest of them are going to have to be wait and see. Okay, the first that I will tell you about on a wait and see is Boston at home against Miami. This is a system play for me, okay? But no one has a total out here yet due to the fact that Jaylen Brown's out for the year for Boston. We don't know what the total is going to be as of yet, but Boston will be at home getting points. Now, the trend, okay, that I've played is Boston on the road as a dog. The over goes over a lot, but Miami and Boston just played and they combined for 254 or 245 points. So I need to see what the total is for this game. I could easily see Boston winning, but I also can see Miami just being more talented and Miami having Boston's number per se. The line is 1.5 for Miami. I don't have a great read there, but I want to bet the over in that game, but I need to see what the total is for Boston and Miami. So that's one. Another one is the Clippers -11.5 against the Toronto Raptors. Double-digit teams have been covering a lot in the NBA, in particular late in the year. The Raptors are not playing Kyle Lowry. They're punting on this season. I like the under here in this game. I need to see what the total is. I don't like the Clippers laying 11.5, but I do like the under, given that the Raptors aren't going to have firepower, and the Clippers games have gone under consistently, including the last one where we bet the over with the Clippers and the Knicks and the Clippers and got it wrong. I like the under in that game, but again, there's no line out yet, so I can't bet that one as of yet. So Clippers, Raptors, I'm looking for the under. Heat, Celtics, looking for the over. The other one is the Golden State Warriors, who won last night against the Utah Jazz by 3 as 2-point home dogs, catching 5 from the Phoenix Suns, who are in a very similar position to where we are seeing right now with the Utah Jazz. Now, Utah is more banged up than Phoenix is. Jazz are the one seed. They will play the winner of the second play-in tournament. The Suns are the 2 seed. They will play the winner of the first play-in tournament. And right now, 1.5 games back, Phoenix, of the Utah Jazz. So Phoenix can keep on winning, but most likely they're not going to catch the Utah Jazz. They're just trying to keep themselves above the LA Clippers. They can lose a couple of games. They don't need to really go after it. They've played, you know, they've won 6 of the last 10. They've lost 1. This game for the Warriors is way more important because Memphis plays at the same time. They're staying a half a game ahead of Memphis for the 8 spot. And that 8 spot is really, really important. Okay. So Warriors plus 5, maybe. Okay. I'm eyeballing that hard. And I just need to see and make sure everyone's going to play. And I just need to see. I will be on this personally for sure if the Warriors are out there plus 5 and they've got their full complement of guys and no other issues. We're going plus 5 with the Warriors personally now. But the official play for the podcast is I'm going to lay a big number here. But the Orlando Magic are awful. All right. They are awful. They're 31-35-2 to the number. But they've lost 3 games in a row to the spread. They're 2-3 against the number over the last 5. 3-6-1 to the number over the last 10. Milwaukee is 2-3 over the last 5 and 5-5 over the last 10 against the number. But Milwaukee hasn't covered in 3 straight games and they lost by 21 to San Antonio. If you look at the last 3 games for this Orlando Magic's team, they've lost by 32, by 10, and by 36 in the last 3 games. They're ready to play golf. They're done. They don't want to play anymore. They want to go home. They're on the road at Milwaukee. The line is 14.5. I'm laying it. It's a big number, but I think Orlando is completely toast. And Milwaukee is still playing for something. Okay. If you look at the way the bracket's broken down right now, the Nets are the 2 seed. Okay. Nets are 44-24, 1 game up on the Bucks. The Bucks are 43-25, 1 game back. The 3 seed, if you look at the bracket right now, the 3 seed plays the Heat. That's not good. That's a tough matchup. Bucks Heat. You want to play Jimmy Butler in the playoffs? Really? It's much better to be the 2 seed and play the winner of the first play-in tournament. That's what you want. That 2 seed is significant if you can catch somebody. And the Nets are playing tonight with that 1 game lead. And look, the Nets could lose, okay? The Nets are on the road at the Bulls. Zach LaVine is still playing for some reason for Chicago, and they're not playing for anything, but maybe the Bulls want to play spoiler. And if that happens, this game for the Nets is important, and just go out there and play their game, and they'll win by 20 points. So it's a big number, but I'm not afraid to lay it simply because of who they're playing. Orlando is god-awful. So last 3 games, like I mentioned, they've lost by 32, 10, and 36. Let's see if that continues here. Milwaukee hopefully can cover a pretty big number. I know it's 14, but they've covered double digits before. They covered against, you know, they were on the road against Minnesota. They laid 10. They won by 25. This is the biggest number. Against Houston, they were 17.5 point favorites at home, and they won by 8. So that definitely is concerning to me. But I think this is a chance for everyone, Milwaukee, to kind of get after it here at home and put a good beating down on the Orlando Magic. Orlando might be worse than Houston, to be quite honest. So 14.5 is a big number. It's scary, but this is the game where I feel the most confident just because of who they're playing. And I think Milwaukee wants to get after it and keep playing hard. And I think Orlando's done. So I'm going to lay the 14.5. Those 3 games I am eyeballing. I don't know what I'll do, if I'll make any of them official or not, but I'm going to be looking at them hard. Boston-Miami over, Clippers-Raptors under. I like that better than the Boston-Miami game. And then Warriors plus 5. I'll be on that personally for sure. I don't know if I'll make that official or not, but I will be on that for sure. And then the 2 player props as well coming up in the Discord channel a little bit later on today. Okay, so Washington Capitals puck line plus 240 is the Discord bet. Indians minus 172 on the money line. And the Milwaukee Bucks -14.5 against the Orlando Magic, who I think are toast. Milwaukee to win big and cover that 14.5 point line coming up here tonight. Here for our three plays officially, plus the two Discord plays and maybe an add-on or two. We'll see how the NBA day goes for us on a Tuesday. My name is Matt Perrault. You can follow me on Twitter at SportsTalkMatt. Each and every morning, it's the Daily Juice Podcast right here on BettingPros.com. Brought to you by BetMGM.